1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time 7:21. Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night. Pat LaRoe, Director of P&Z, joins me on the line. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting. Looks like a long one, huh?
Yeah, we had postponements, though. So items 7, 8, 9, and 11 did not get discussed. So a little short in the deck a little bit. But the first two items are related to the town sewer infrastructure on Strickland Road, a municipal improvement to remove the greenhouse and build a new storage facility at the pump station, and along with that, a site plan, coastal site plan for the pump station replacement and site work related to that. So this is just an aging infrastructure in COSCOB, needs to be replaced while being kept online. So it needs the necessity of being built next to the existing infrastructure, mostly for flood resiliency, because obviously it's a low area near the sound. So making the building and the pumps and it resilient from the sound creeping in, very vital to the infrastructure. So the commission had generally good comments. The plan is pretty well thought, but they'd like it to go to the ARC for review of the exterior of the new shed building and come back on April 30th. That takes us to item 3. Item 3 is 58 Shore Road. It's a new house on the water. Had been going back and forth with the commission regarding various departments. Those items got addressed, and the application was moved, approved with conditions. Then we had Deanna Kirkpatrick's stack pole at 46 Criglia Drive. This is a new house replacing an old house in Riverside on the water, lot surrounded almost on three sides by the COSCOB Harbor. There's just a lot of concerns about the grading and the methodology of the building. Lot of technical construction discussions yesterday about how the building's foundation is going to be built to withstand possible floodwaters, etc. The applicant, unfortunately, didn't have a lot of time left on their statutory timeline, so they converted the application to a preliminary. The commission voted to move it to final with comments, and that will be back, hopefully, at a meeting very shortly. The next two items are Greenwich Country Day and St. Agnes property on Sandwich Road. One is a re-subdivision to merge properties into one, and the other is the site plan special permit to build a new track and soccer field at the upper school campus. We've heard this once before. The applicant has responded with the traffic management plan, landscaping for the neighbors, lights, controls, you know, what the activities are going to be, the hours of operation, etc. Got all those nits and nats out of the way, and the commission approved both of those, going forward. As I said, number 7, 103 Mason Street was postponed. Number 8, 17 Hemlock postponed. Number 9, Putnam Indian Field School postponed. Number 10, the Betteridge property at 215 Old Mill. It's a house over volume. They're looking to do some expansion on the pool and the pool house, and a little addition to the main residence. The application was approved with conditions. Number 11 was postponed, and then we talked about the YWCA property and their initial pre-application to make improvements to their facility on East Putnam Avenue. They talked about the need for upgrades, the general sense of what's getting done. Has a lot to do with some stormwater issues, but also the function of the building. It hasn't been updated since it was opened, but they've found some inadequacies with the way that things flow, and so they're hopeful that they'll come back with the commission at a later date.
All right, that's very good. Okay, so as far as the next meetings are concerned, you got another one coming up on the 30th. I guess a lot of these postponed items will be there, as well as some others, right, Pat?
Yes. Yep. So I would expect Central Middle School to be opened at the 30th. We also see Benedict Court back, as well as 25 and 27 Oak Ridge. Hopefully the final decision on the outdoor dining at the J House.
All right, fantastic. Pat, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much. Very concise and good meeting. So we'll talk to you on 30th.
Thank you, Tony.
31st. No, May 1st.
Yeah.
No, 30th in April. 31st. All right. I'll let you go. Take care, Pat. Thanks.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
Pat Leroux, Director of Planning and Zoning. Thanks for his time this morning.